Yeah! Coming to you live on a gorgeous spring evening from the fabulous Little Panda Theater in downtown Sandpoint, the entertainment capital of Bonner County and the world. It's another edition of the Little Live Radio Hour. This is an hour of entertainment on your radio periodically. We'll be here on the third Tuesday of the month on these airwaves at this time through October, rain or shine. And if you're tuned in for this one, I hope you set your alarms to join us again. I'm your host, Jack Peterson, the best dressed radio personality in North Idaho. It is April 15th, 2025. That's tax day. Yeah, and what a beautiful day it is. Did everyone square up with Uncle Sam? Yeah? Okay. That's the attitude. That's the spirit. We are very pleased to be coming at you over the airwaves at 88.5 on the FM dial, but also through the miracle of technology streaming live across the information superhighway on krfy.org or wherever you get your streaming radio. The emphasis tonight is on music, but I'd like to call your attention to a couple of other important items. We are in the middle of Live Give 7B, the first annual locally coordinated philanthropic campaign organizing dozens of nonprofits and hopefully generous donors. The Panada Theater is on the website as part of that campaign. KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio, is part of that campaign. The festival at Sandpoint is part of that campaign. Yes, Live Give 7B, check it out. It is also a very special day for the Little Live Radio Hour. All this hour, we are saluting the largest segment of our listening audience, the North Idaho motorist. That's right. All across the county, folks are tuned in to 88.5 FM as they cruise down the highways and byways, the back roads and the avenues, piloting their gas, diesel, electric, and hybrid street machines hither and yon. All the while, right there on the dash, blink those familiar digits. 88.5. Yeah. Locked into our signal and composing probably the majority of our listeners at any given moment. We want to recognize you, drivers. Yes, you. And we want to give you a chance to be recognized. You, yes, you. Right there, driving in your car. I'm speaking to you now. We have strategically positioned here, outside the front and back doors of the Little Panada Theater, dedicated car horn counters. So if you are one of those drivers tuned in right now, stand up and be counted. When you're cruising down first and you pass that big Panada sign, give us a little toot on the horn. If you're coming down the Sand Creek Bypass, just a little honk when you're south of the Cedar Street Bridge. We'll hear it, and for each honk we hear, a small donation will be made in your name to this radio station by a grateful listener. It's our way of saying, hey, we see you, we hear you, and thanks for listening. North Idaho Motorist Appreciation Night here on the Little Live Radio Hour. Just another way community radio tries to give back. Okay, are the counters in place? Yes, good. Begin counting those honks now. Begin honking now, drivers. We will update you on the number of honks we hear as the hour progresses. This show is produced by Panhandle Community Radio and the festival at Sandpoint, and our venue is furnished by the beautiful, historic Panada Theater. Over at the Big Panada this weekend, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Friday, April 18th at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 19th at 1 and 7 p.m., Friday, April 25th at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 26th at 1 p.m., Sunday, the 27th at 3 p.m., check out The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe live on stage. That's not the movie, I think there was a TV show, too. It's not that. It's a play here at the Panada Theater. Also, POAC presents Collision of Rhythm on Wednesday, April 30th. And among other things, it is worth mentioning the Panada Moms Red Carpet Gala on the Friday before Mother's Day, a benefit for this theater and really that theater next door. The Panada Moms Red Carpet Gala, Friday, May 9th. Anything from the festival, Chris? No, he's shaking his head. Nothing. No news. There's a big music festival in the middle of summer here in Sandpoint, so go to that. Okay, are we ready? That's enough. Are we excited for North Idaho Motorist Appreciation Night? Yes. Now it is my pleasure to introduce our musical guest. Please give a warm community radio welcome to Idaho's shining star, Jatiel Lund.
Thank you, Jack. Signal I could barely see. Am I yet out of Nevada? Have I crossed that state line? I search for the answers in the headlights. And when the storm broke, it went without a trace. And the night held me silent in its embrace. My stars, you move so crazy, changing all the time. I too watch my heart as it unwinds and burns as the constellations shine. And on the shoulder I've stopped to dance with the flame, to be a faceless figure dreaming on the highway. And when I close my eyes, I swear to you I am gone, drifting out into the beyond. And death, they say, is just life now, looking at itself, Where it starts and ends, no one can tell. To the stars I'm always turning, towards heaven I'm bound, after my body's been unwound. After my body's been unwound.
Hello, and welcome to the Idaho Shining Star Radio Hour on KRFY, broadcasting tonight from the Panada Theater, projecting outwards into the heavens above, and coming back down onto the Gem State and beyond. As always, I am your host, the ever-present voice of the stereo, the wild barn owl hooting atop the radio tower. Hooting! Hooting for who? Hooting for the world. Hooting for you. This one and the next. Or at least, that's what I like to think. My name's Jatil. For those of people listening on the radio, I'm from Sandpoint, Idaho. And I love to write songs. And stuff like that. Staring the vain ceiling dances tonight. Heavy load on the logging road, and the moonlight shining. What the hell was that? A star draped in black ran its claws across the earth. Ghost of cedar, alpine fir, watch 'em burn. I try to close my eyelids and disappear into my sleeping bag, but I'm taken by some unseen hand, and coming down the hell have I seen? Those spirits danced in some honky-tonk trance till the morning came bleeding. And my hands, they shake when I speak of my heartache, when I tell of what I've saw. My memory's black, don't make me go back, don't make me fall. And there's angels around us, magnetic currents, beings of light. You gotta stare out at the dark with wild open eyes, with wild. With wild eyes. With wild eyes. With wild eyes. Thank you. guess so. Oh, yeah. I'm going to play this one. Sorry. Throwing stuff around. So slow and quiet, I don't make a sound. 5 a.m. soft light on the highway's bend from Missoula towards heaven. Honey, that's where I'm bound. And lost trail is a ghost neath winter's heavy touch. It came in so slowly, now it hangs above. And I don't know where to go. A specter blocks my path. God, I'm so lonely. God, I've slipped through the cracks. And high beams on, but I can't see beyond. Figures dance in the snowfall, circle around my truck. And no sound breaks through the dark and down. Through the clouds, raging heartache. And there's a black star on my shoulder. Never sets, but it's unseen. No one else can feel it. No one knows what I mean. It's chased me out every holler, up every vale and mountain pass. No lover can ease it or follow my tracks. Up the ridge, into oblivion. Infinity. Thanks so much. Whoa. Crazy. There's like a ghost or something in this building. I think. I'm just thinking about what I should play next. Yeah, this is a song I haven't done in a while. It's a pretty good song. Jesus on a highway sign, I've been looking for him all my life. He's been waiting on the 99, arms open. Elvis rattle in my bones, the Holy Ghost is rock and roll. Electric prayer on the radio. Plays that thing, kid's got talent, he makes it scream. His mouth is foaming, eyes gone wild. And I would make love with every
mountains that climb over how many mountains must I climb? And oh, looking back, why the heck was I so sad? Guess my heart was just painted black. Guess I caught the blues. And we die, we all grow old. There's only so much you can hold. If you keep it all real close, it becomes a part of you. And God, aw shucks, I've got so much. My love's bigger than a pickup truck, wilder than a hound dog, and filled to the brim. Could never hold my love light in. Can't you hear me screaming? I've never loved like I loved you. I'll never be the same. How many times will I be cut in two? How many times must I change? How many times must I change?
Thanks. That song was about friendship and rock and roll. My two favorite things ever. I should probably talk more. I always think I should probably talk more, I feel like, in these sorts of situations. So I'll tell a little story, maybe. This next song, actually, wait, I'm going to play one more song, but I have to think about what it's going to be.
Let me interject here and say you're listening to 88.5 KRFY.
You're listening to 88.5 KRFY.
This is Panhandle Community Radio. You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. Our musical guest is Jatiel Lund, who's performing for us live here at the Little Panada Theater on April 15th.
Yeah, okay, wait, I think I'm going to play this song. This next song is not written by me. It's the only song that's not written by me that I'm playing tonight. It's written by no one you know, though. It's written by my friend, Cam. He's a fella, lives up in Nelson, BC, where I've been spending a lot of time. I've been living up there. And my buddy Cam, he wrote this song I really like about the Kootenays, if you've ever been to the Kootenays. What does he always say? It's about a little town called Yak, BC. Anyone ever been to Yak, BC? Yeah. Yak and back. Have you been to Yak and back? That's the question. But anyways, he wrote this song, and I really like it. He didn't start writing songs until he was 60 years old, and he wrote one of my favorite songs ever. So that's kind of inspiring. And he always says that when you're driving through Yak, if you blink, you'll miss it. That's what he says. So this is his song. Have you ever been to Yak? Why, yes, I've been to Yak and back. Have you been to Mexico? Ah, no, just too far to go. But I fancy folkier.
hear the fishing's good up there. Never been to Mexico, nor San Francisco, just too far to go. I don't care to roam or get too far from home. Be like a dog without his bone, a king without his throne, David without his stone. In the paradise I know, it's just a few miles down the road. So much world to see. Who wouldn't want to gallivant serendipitously? Guess that's me. But have you ever been to Yak? Why, yes, I've been to Yak and back. Have you been to Mexico? Ah, no. Just too far to go. But I fancy folk here. Hear the fishing's good up there. Not been to Mexico, nor Rio de Janeiro. Just too far to go. Get too far from home. Be like a dog without his bone, a king without his throne, Gavin without his ice cream cone. And the paradise I know is just a few miles down the road. World to see. Who wouldn't want to gallivant serendipitously? Guess that's me.
My friend Gavin, he really likes ice cream, and he's sitting up here, and so I just thought of that off the dome. That was off the dome.
You are listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. Jatiel Lund is our guest, and it's North Idaho Motorist Appreciation Night here at the Little Live Radio Hour. Terry, you are out there counting car horn honks, I believe. Terry Owens, ladies and gentlemen, host of The Beast and the Priest on KRFY on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. How are we doing out there?
Well, it is quite a sight out there, and a sound.
Yeah.
And a ruckus.
Uh-huh.
The motorists listened to you and were honking voraciously.
I knew it.
There is a large contingent of pedestrians that have no idea why they are being honked at in the crosswalks.
Okay, yeah.
Some of them got a little upset. There were some car doors kicked, car doors opened, some shirt grabbing.
Oh, Terry.
Punching, kneeing, kicking, dragging.
It's a full... This is not the community spirit that we were hoping to achieve.
It is a sidewalk-to-sidewalk brawl out there beneath the lovely marquee of the Panetta Theater.
Terry.
There should be some fantastic photos on Facebook when you get out of the show tonight. So look for that. Tag us.
Okay. I think...
Little Live Radio Rumble.
North Idaho Motorist Appreciation Night, I believe, is canceled. We are canceling North Idaho Motorist Appreciation Night.
They're still honking, Jack.
No, okay. Well, thank you all who participated, and thank you for those who took it in the peaceful spirit in which we hoped that it would go. The show is a musical show, and Terry Owens, everybody, who hosts his own show on Monday nights here on 88.5 KRFY. Thanks, Terry. Beast and the Priest is at 9 o'clock.
The Beast and the Priest, 9 o'clock on Mondays.
Let's see. Jatiel?
Yeah. Wait, I have a car-themed song.
Perfect.
This song.
Yes.
This song, I want to sell it at Nashville. So if anyone knows anything about selling songs in Nashville, that's this song. Okay. And it goes out to my dad, Steve, and Lightning Lube Auto Mechanics.
Hey.
Where I used to, when I was a youngster, I was scared of going to summer camp. So I'd just go to work with my dad, and I would take apart radiators. And I had a little coveralls that I would wear. And this song, yeah. Anyways.
That's awesome. Lightning Lube. Yes.
Lightning Lube.
Okay. All right. Non-commercial radio. Non-commercial radio. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sorry. No, yes, go ahead. We're not really in trouble. You go ahead, Jatil.
Okay. It's,
okay. Uh-huh.
Wait, what have we
done? Yeah, no.
I know.
Okay. I'll shut up. Take it away.
I can't be your headlight, darling, 'cause I know I'll go out again. I burn bright and fast, I just can't last, I'm no good at shining. I can't be your engine roaring, 'cause my pistons are out of line. And I'll leave you stranded, God knows where, by the Jesus save sign. Better sell me to a stranger, better give me to a fool. I know you wanna fix me, darling, but you don't got the tools. You must be some kind of crazy if you dig the way I roll. Well, hop right in before I bust my lid, and I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. And I can't beat your van to sleeping, I'm too ugly, don't you know? The law will come round midnight, knocking on the window. I can't be your radiator, 'cause my hose is just too loose. And I'm leaking all over, 'cause I drink too much juice. Better give me to a stranger, better dump me on a fool. I know you wanna fix me, darling, but you don't got the tools. You must be some kind of crazy if you dig the way my brakes whine. Well, hop right in before I bust my lid, and I'll drive, I'll drive, I'll drive. I'll drive, I'll drive, I'll drive. I'll drive, I'll drive, I'll drive.
Thanks. I wasn't even going to play that one, but people were really talking about cars for some reason. I don't think you know this, Jack, but I've been on KRFY once before. Many people do not know.
I do know this, and I know why.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was because...
I was going to ask you about it if you didn't bring it up.
Well, I'll bring it up. I'm a big, I'm big into the paranormal investigation scene.
Yes.
That's me. You know, aliens and whatnot, Sasquatch and what have you and such. But anyways, in high school, I was the president of the Sandpoint High School Sasquatch Society. Sasquatch Research Society. It was a very high class ordeal, it was. We did a lot of really important groundbreaking work into the Sasquatch, the whole Sasquatch mystery, really. And you know, I'm all about mystery. But anyways, I was on Phil Huff, with Phil Huff.
That's
good,
right.
Old Phil Huff from the KRFY radio. And I remember I was talking about the Pondere Paddler. Pondere Paddler, my theory about the Pondere Paddler is, you know, it's no friendly beast down there in the sea. What it probably is some UFO that the government is reverse engineering, you know? Down in the depths of Lake Pondere, think about it, you know? Because you'd think that you'd look up in the sky flying around, but no, it's down there. That's where they're dealing with it. And, you know, over the past years, through my research, I've met a lot of people that have been contacted by, you know, an alien race, you could say, you know? The Pleiadians star people. And there's a whole family of them, this whole star family, you know, living under Baldy Mountain, and they're trying to get their Mm-hmm. They're trying to get their UFO back, you know, fly it back to Pleiades, you know. But they say they're waiting for the day to come out to heighten the collective vibration of the universe, of our universe, you know, of our consciousness. And this is what I've been thinking about. But I'm really into this this alien business. So if anyone out there has any stuff to report, we're opening up the lines, the phone lines, and you can give me a call at 208-610-6098 if you have any aliens stuff to report. Anyways, that's my spiel. And I'll get into the next song now. It's about the Pleiadians. Starbeam, naked and reeling, way above the barn, shining through my window. Hold me, I can't tell where I'm going, I need to be sure. I've watched you burn from truck stop to truck stop, from night into the day. And if you turn me anew, then I'll put my hand in your flame. I'll tear this veil. Pulse of your light, the hum of your glow as you slowly trace my form and hold me in tight, swing me to and fro as we dance across the floor into. And starstruck, alone in my pickup truck, did it ever really happen, or was it all just a dream? Guess so, all I'll really ever know is it felt. Crazy business they are, you know. And they say Sasquatch, they say it's they're coming from outer space too. They say Sasquatch, you know. Some people think it's just an animal like you and I. But really it's some sort of high vibrational interdimensional being walking around in the woods out there, you know, dancing with the fairies and such. Oh, I think we're getting a call from one of our callers. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Oh, hi. Is this KRFY?
Yes, it is. What's your name?
My name's Scott.
Oh, Scott. Do you have any extraterrestrial or business to report?
Well, I have had an encounter or two.
Oh, really? An encounter or two, you say? Well, I'm all ears. And so are the millions, perhaps even billions, people at home listening.
Thank you, everyone. Well, you know, this is a typical abduction story, and, like, I've experienced it myself. Just, you're falling into sleep, and you think you're dreaming, and at some point you wake up, And you don't know if it's a dream or real, but it feels very real. And you get lifted up out of your body, floated up in through the window into a saucer.
Whoa.
Has this happened to you before?
It's sounding kind of familiar now that you're saying it.
It's kind of an archetypal story.
Archetypal story, you say?
Oh, yeah. Huh. I get on their table, the Greys throw me down on their table.
The Greys? Now, what are the Greys?
Experience. Well, they're sort of like short little men who are very smooth. Oh,
interesting.
Gray eye, big head.
Now, did you feel a menacing presence from them, or did you think they were here to heighten the vibration of the world, our collective vibration?
It was like being faced with an awe-inspiring presence, which is simultaneously scary but beautiful, like when you're looking at maybe a giant mountain, which is intimidating, but it's kind of sublime as well. But they took out my organs and replaced them with these, like, machines and gems.
Oh, machines and gem organs. Do they work well?
Well, I come back, and I wake up, and as far as I know, I have the same organs. It feels the same.
Oh.
But my spirit body may have been rearranged.
Oh, your spirit body may have been rearranged. Very riveting stuff, Scott. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes.
Anyways,
I may have new powers. I don't know.
You might have new powers. We might all have new powers. Well, thank you, Scott.
I hope so.
Love
is the condensed vibrational energy of the universe.
It sure is. Thanks, Scott. You have a good one. Bye-bye now. Wow, so you see. Yeah, it seems like there's something fishy going on Baldy Mountain. You know? Like, there might be some creatures over there putting rare gems and minerals in people's spirit body organs. So I would look out while you're asleep, you know, in dream time. If your body starts getting floated up into a saucer, you should make sure to grab your organs and hold on tight. Anyways, you're listening to the Idaho Shining Star Radio Hour on KRFY.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to play some more songs now. If anyone else would like to call in, feel free at 208-610-6098.
Jatil, this is the strangest edition of the Little Live Radio Hour that we have had thus far. I'm quite sure.
What? I don't know what the Little Live Radio is. I'm pretty sure I was told that it's the Idaho Shining Star Radio Hour.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing.
And that this is happening every week now until October, rain or shine.
Okay, before you play your next song, real quick, because we only have 15 minutes left on the air. How do people get a hold of you if they want to follow you and see you perform again sometime soon?
You can email idahos.shining.star@gmail.com and you'll be put on a list. The good type of list. Not the type of list they put people like me on.
Okay. Okay, and where are you playing next?
Next, I'm playing on Saturday. On Friday, I'm flying to the East Coast and I'm playing a string of shows on the East Coast in Burlington and a bunch of other places. I might be playing in Sandpoint sometime in May.
Okay.
I don't know. Or June, maybe. Early June. I don't know.
Excellent.
Yes, it's very mysterious.
Otherwise, we'll catch you in Burlington or... did you say New York City?
Yeah, New York City, Massachusetts, a bunch of places. A bunch of places. Just email me.
idahos.shining.star@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get in the loop. Okay, anyways. This next song is... I just wrote it. I have no idea what it's about. Through the morning light, past the evening's glow, behind the eyes peeking out from heaven's close.
out from heaven's cloak. Up the dotted spine where the wild hairs part, braided, intertwined, written into the dark, into the dark. Singing, oh, which way are you turning? Oh, call to me your name. Oh, light the word like kindling, set me aflame. And as the fabric tears, so the thread is spun, so the letters backward like constellations hung, constellations hung. And if I hold the needle too long, I'll burn. The horizon is a curtain that I draw back and return, draw back and return. Singing, oh, stitch me to your blanket. Oh, hold me like a star. Oh, tell it all goes silent till it goes dark.
Ah, okie dokie. This next song, let's see. This next song is, I do a lot of thinking about the great state of Idaho. I love Idaho. I think it's the best. It's the best. And this next song I wrote, it's kind of about what I think the ideal Idaho citizen looks like. That's what it's about.
With Jatil Lund. We're broadcasting live from the Little Panada Theater, and he's tuning his guitar, and you can tell this is live radio because he's tuning his guitar right here on the mic.
I love to tune my guitar.
Yeah. It sounds good. It sounds great.
They say the best way to tune is you tune to yourself, but sometimes yourself is out of tune.
That's deep.
Well, I'm an Idaho Ranger up the cedar tree. I'm laughing like a coyote, weeping like a banshee. I'm talking to the owl, we're hooting at the stars. He's screeching on his fiddle, I'm strumming my guitar. Now I'm trucking down the west coast, wild as a flame. Got a great big shadow and a raging heartache. If you really want to shimmer, sometimes you gotta cry. Gotta walk that valley, gotta be your own light. And last night I was walking through the old downtown. Saw a shiny new building and all blew it down, down, down. I stole me a pickup, I ran it through the wall. No more craft breweries, no mini malls. And when the law comes knocking, they know where to look. I'm on top of that mountain with my holy book, book, book. And I ain't nothing but a spirit, I ain't nothing but a ghost. I'm an Idaho Ranger, I'm the great unknown. I'm an Idaho Ranger, I'm the great unknown. That's kind of a small one. That's kind of a small one. I'm thinking I'm gonna play, how many more should I play? I think I only really want to play, wait, let me look if I played all the ones I wanted to play. I don't even know what that one is.
Lightning Song.
My mom always says like these songs and I'm like, I've never heard of that before in my life. What are you even talking about? And she's like, no, you wrote it one time. I don't know. I write a lot though. I love to write. Oh, I wonder, actually I do know the one you're talking about. Yeah, I'll play that one. That's a good one.
Okay.
People love that one.
Okay, if you think of the words to that one, let me tax your brain and have you think about something else, which is, okay, you're from Sandpoint originally.
From Sandpoint, born and raised.
Born and raised. Okay, but now you're living up in Nelson.
I live up in Nelson, D.C. right now.
Our sister city. I heard somebody mention that.
Our sister city.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah, they kind of are.
Yeah. Okay. What do you do in Nelson?
I go to school right now. I go to music school at Selkirk Community College in Nelson, B.C.
Cool. All right.
It's pretty fun. Pretty fun place to be.
And they let you through? The border is still open, I guess, between North Idaho and Canada. Okay. You didn't have to come by water or something?
No.
Overland?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Well, we don't have to dwell on that, I guess.
I'm trying to think of if I've ever, I'm like, have I ever snuck across the border before? I don't think I have.
Okay.
I've gotten close.
Okay, and then you're heading out to tour the East Coast. You're
gonna tour the East Coast.
Pop back through here in May.
Probably, yeah. And then I'm gonna have a job building tree houses in New Hampshire.
At a
summer camp.
Rangy, you're all over the place.
New Hampshire. Okay.
Are you ready to sing? Is it going to be Lightning Song?
Yeah.
Is that
what
it's called, or is that just what
you're
called?
No, I have no idea what it's called.
Okay.
Anyways. City lights like a lantern tonight. Let me dance with your glow. I need a warm body to hold. I've been through more than you could ever know. And I moved with the spirit till everything went dark and my memory's black. I was a ghost in your arms. The whole damn time I was somewhere else, neath the moonlit pines and the snow that fell. Lightning, every time we touch, forgive me, I can't hold that much. Someone please take my sight, I wanna live in the unseen, where the world's more than just pictures on a screen, but the live word of God breathing. So I'll wait until the tongue of the stars licks my head, washes my scars, and I'm wet behind the ears like a baby again. I'll hold you so tight I could love you to death. Oh, I think I've gone astray. Oh, lightning, you're so far away. You're so far away.
Okay, I think this will be my last one. We should be good right there.
Perfect.
We're gonna be good.
Let me sign us off then, and then you play one more to bring it to a close. You've been listening to the Little Live Radio Hour. This is a monthly production of Panhandle Community Radio and the festival at Sandpoint, produced and engineered ordinarily by the absent Paul Gunter. For the first time, produced and engineered by Mr. Chris Hughes. Let's hear it for Chris back there.
Chris.
And Paul, who was here, is going to have to come back and collect his stuff. I don't know. He dipped out on us a minute ago. The Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce's Volunteer of the Month for March, yesterday's man, Paul Gunter. Let's see here. Stay tuned tonight for Made You a Mixtape on KRFY. Tonight, Russ is playing cover songs on the newest Panhandle Community Radio show, Made You a Mixtape, weekly on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. And let's see. Next month, we got Sydney Dawn back here on the 20th of May, I believe, which is the next time there's a third Tuesday of the month. And Jatil, yes, if you want to come back and have the Idaho Shining Star radio show, we could do this every week. Absolutely. This was fun. I would listen to this show, personally.
Okay, good to know.
Okay.
Good to know.
One more time, let's hear it for Jatil Lund, Idaho's Shining Star.
Okay. This song I always play last because it's my favorite ever. Out of all the magic in the world, out of all the mystery, there's one that has stumped me the most, and that's the magic of friendship. No moon tonight, just the dark, my headlamp, and I, like a star on my brow, guiding me through the unknown, where the trail is eaten by the heavy snow, and the heavens spin round like a singing ball howling. And if you love